Tune into this week's Xamarin Show, where I have John on to talk all about the user stop typing behavior. What's that? We're going to find out. Let's go. Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, Gerald, and today we have a guest, John. He's from the Netherlands. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Hi, Gerald. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. So we've been talking for a long time. We've been friends. I just say friends for years. But for our viewers, who are you? What do you do?
I'm John. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm a .NET developer focusing on Xamarin at the moment for 4 to 5 years now. And yeah, I'm starting to contribute to the community toolkit. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I finally convinced you to contribute to the Xamarin Community Toolkit, which is very awesome. And we are going to talk in this episode about the user stop typing behavior. And I think that is something that you, because you mentioned you're a freelance developer, Xamarin developer, and this is something that you needed for your own project. And you thought like, hey, you know, I benefit from this, so maybe other people can use this too. So let's put it in the toolkit and share it with everybody. So what was the scenario? What did you use or what did you need this for?
Yeah, we had a scenario that contained a search functionality, and we started loading the API with search requests and also an unnecessary request. So I started developing some kind of task cancellation to not overload the API. And I thought that this can be implemented easier in a behavior. And yeah, that's how it all started.
Yeah, that is exactly the scenario whenever I talk about this, because I talk about this a lot, because it's one of those tiny features that is super helpful for everyone, because this is exactly what the toolkit is supposed to do. I've been writing over and over again for this exact scenario. Like, you have this search bar, you want to have this auto suggest functionality, and with each character that you type, you might go out to your backend scenario and back, and you know that's just not great. You want to wait for the user to stop typing. So you know, and that's exactly what this behavior does, right? So it doesn't go back and forth. It does the whole task cancellation thing for you, and is wrapped in just one behavior. So I would go out and say just one line of code, and you get all this power.
That's correct, Gerald.
Very cool.
Let me show it to you.
Yeah, let's see it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this is just the normal Xamarin Forms new project. I've installed the Xamarin Community Toolkit, which is at version 1.1.0 right now, which has been released yesterday, I guess. The first thing that I did is adding the Xamarin Community Toolkit namespace in the XAML. Down here, I'm having a search bar, and I added a behavior, the user stop typing behavior, with a command that executes on my view model. So if I start this project, you see the search bar here. If I start typing, then it doesn't execute anything until I stop typing. And now you see that a search has been performed. But sometimes you only want to execute a search when you have a certain amount of characters typed in, because you don't want to search for a single character that has been typed in. So therefore is the minimum length threshold. So if we set this to 5, and we start typing, and if we stop at 3, nothing happens. We type, and it's above 5, then a search is performed. Another setting that is available is the stop typing time threshold. I had some naming issues, so
naming is hard.
Definitely. Here you can set the amount of milliseconds that that the task is waiting to perform. And the last one, I totally forgot the last one of the dismiss.
So I think the threshold is set to 1 second by default, right?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. And there's one last option, and that is should dismiss the keyboard automatically after a command has executed. So if we stop typing, then we see the search is performed and the keyboard is dismissed automatically.
That is really cool. So you just drop in that one line of XAML basically, and you get all this power for free. That's very, yes, very cool. So I get the question a lot, like, well, actually I'm wondering myself, like the dismiss keyboard is something that I could see is useful in some scenario. Was there an actual scenario where you needed this?
I implemented this in a scenario that users are getting a code via text on their phones, and it's always six characters long. So right, if they type it in, then afterwards you dismiss the keyboard automatically and execute something and just continue.
Okay, great. So and about the contributing itself, because I know that you are not like the contributing guru yet. Hopefully there's more to come. So how was the your first contribution to the Xamarin Community Toolkit?
It was quite easy because there's a big team that is willing to help you out with any questions that you have or any issues that you ran into. There is a great team just helping you to get started. And also the project is set up nicely, and I could find my way pretty easily throughout the code. So it went good, rather smooth. So that was
good. That's great to hear. And of course, because you know we're friends, you could just ask me. You have my direct number, your Xamarin Community Toolkit hotline. Yes. All right, that's great to hear, because you know, that's what we want to do. We don't just want to, you know, be the package that everyone is going to install because of the great features, but we also want to have a low threshold of 1,000 milliseconds to, you know, for people to contribute. And because I know from a firsthand experience that contributing to a project like Xamarin Forms can be very daunting because it's a big project. So that's also definitely something that we want to do with the Community Toolkit, where, you know, it's a nice, clear overview project where you can easily get into. So, and apparently we succeeded somehow. So thank you for coming on, John, and for adding this great contribution. You can find it in the docs, in the repo, all the source code, all the sample code, and of course the GitHub with this little sample is going to be down here in the video description. Other than that, I can only ask you to subscribe to our channel. Maybe you want to rewatch some other episodes. There are some very good ones with James and some good other ones with the Xamarin Community Toolkit too. So there's lots of cool stuff on here. And then I'll be seeing you for our next episode.